Yeah, Donna exclaimed, alerted. The Southern Comfort. Right on. Are we going to do a fifth of Southern Comfort and take in the ape flicks? Are we? There's still like, eight left, including the one. Listen to me, Bob Arctor said, taking hold of her by the shoulder. She instinctively pulled away. No, she said. He said, you know what they ought to let you do one time? Maybe just one time? Let you go in legally, just once, and buy a can of beer. Why? She said wonderingly. A present to you because you were good, he said. They served me once, Donna exclaimed in delight, at a bar. The cocktail waitress? I was dressed up and, like, with some people, asked me what I wanted, and I said, I'll have a vodka Collins. And she served me. It was at the La Paz, too, which is a really neat place. Wow, can you believe it? I memorized that, the vodka Collins, from an ad. So if I ever got asked at a bar like that, I'd sound cool, right? She suddenly put her arm through his and hugged him as they walked, something she almost never did. It was the most all-time super trip of my life. Then I guess, he said, you have your present, your one present. Eh, I can dig it, Donna said. I can dig it. Of course, they told me later, these people I was with, I should have ordered a Mexican drink, like a tequila sunrise, because, see, it's a Mexican kind of bar, there with the La Paz restaurant. Next time I'll know that. I got that taped in my memory banks if I go there again. You know what I'm going to do someday, Bob? I'm going to move north to Oregon and live in the snow. I'm going to shovel snow off the front walk every morning and have a little house and garden with vegetables. He said, well, you have to save up for that. Save all your money, it costs. Glancing at him, suddenly shy, Donna said, he'll get me that. What's his name? Who? Well, you know. Her voice was soft, sharing her secret, imparting to him because he, Bob Arctor, was her friend and she could trust him. Mr. Wright, I know what he'll be like. He'll drive an Aston Martin and he'll take me north in it. And that's where the little old-fashioned house will be in the snow, north from here. After a pause, she said, snow's supposed to be nice, isn't it? He said, don't you know? Well, I never have been in the snow, except once in San Bernardino up in those mountains, and then it was half sleet and muddy and I fucking fell. I don't mean snow like that, I mean real snow. Bob Arctor, his heart heavy in a certain way, said, you feel positive about all this. It'll really happen? Well, it'll happen, she nodded. It's in the cards for me. They walked on then in silence, back to her place to get her MG. Donna, wrapped up in her own dreams and plans. And he recalled Barris and he recalled Luckman, and Hank and the safe apartment, and he recalled Fred. Hey, man, he said, can I go with you to Oregon when you do take off finally? She smiled at him, gently and with acute tenderness, with the answer no. And he understood from knowing her that she meant it, and it would not change. He shivered. Are you cold? She asked. Yeah, he said, very cold. I got that good MG heater in my car, she said, for when we're at the drive-in. You're warm up there. She took his hand, squeezed it, held it, and then, all at once, she let it drop. But the actual touch of her lingered inside his heart. That remained. In all the years of his life ahead, the long years without her, with never seeing her or hearing from her or knowing anything about her, if she was alive or happy or dead or what, that touch stayed locked within him, sealed in himself, and never went away. That one touch of her hand.